York Region Public Health is warning about the rise of COVID-19 transmissions as temperatures drop. With snow arriving in Newmarket and residents beginning to favor indoor gatherings, Acting Medical Officer of Health Dr. Richard Gould said in a November 15 update that it is vital to remain mindful of the virus. With the colder temperatures upon us bringing many indoors, it is important to remember COVID-19 remains active in our communities and spreads more easily in enclosed spaces with poor ventilation, crowded spaces and close contact, Gould said. After weeks of plateauing, COVID-19 cases have started to rise in Ontario once again, with York experiencing 51 new cases November 12. But the region has recently pulled back on more dire projections of December's COVID numbers, expecting 37 as opposed to 245 daily average cases as of October 28. Gould emphasized the importance of vaccination, adding the unvaccinated are 12 times more likely to catch the virus than those fully vaccinated. He also asked citizens to respect those enforcing public health mandates and proof of vaccination requirements, a message the region has repeated in recent weeks. We ask all residents to continue to please demonstrate kindness and cooperation when asking for proof of vaccination, Gould said. York Region continues to work with businesses, and we appreciate the cooperation of residents and businesses in adhering to vaccine certificate requirements. He added that it is important for people to get tested if they experience any symptoms. But public health is beginning to turn its attention to other programs beyond COVID-19. The region announced November 13 that it has hired 2 new associate medical officers of health, Dr. Shixin, Cindy Shen and Dr. Joanne Fernandez. Gould said the 2 hires would help York Region Public Health bring back programs put on hold during the pandemic. We are eager to re-establish important public health programs in the area of health promotion and health protection that have been suspended or reduced due to the COVID-19 pandemic, he said. The region also said it is still recruiting to replace longtime Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kareem Kerji after he retired September 30.